Ludicrous. 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 Time to intercept an unprecedented attack from Iran. The IDF was also involved in very heavy back and forth fighting with Hezbollah. The Iran-backed group launched a significant number of rockets from southern Lebanon into the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights area on the border with Syria early Sunday. Hezbollah, which has threatened to retaliate against against Israel for the bombing of Iran's consulate in Damascus, issued a statement saying the attacks were in support of Palestinians in Gaza. And this comes after the IDF says it carried out airstrikes on Hezbollah targets inside Lebanon, including a large military complex run by Hezbollah. The stepped-up attacks raising concerns right now that the conflict could spread throughout the region. CNN's Ben Wiedemann is in Beirut for us. Ben, Hezbollah has now released another statement praising Iran's attack on Israel. So how might Israel respond?
At the moment, Wolf, it doesn't appear that things are going to radically change on the border between Israel and Lebanon. Now, today, I counted seven, possibly more, Israeli strikes on Hezbollah targets. Only two Hezbollah counterstrikes on Israeli targets. The thing that could really change the situation is if Israel responds to the Iranian barrage of drones, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles last night. We've heard from a source close to Hezbollah that if things escalate between Iran and Israel beyond last night, that certainly Hezbollah and other militias and proxies affiliated with Iran will basically dramatically escalate. But until that happens, I think we're going to see a continuation of this deadly exchanges between Hezbollah and Israel. Now, speaking to other sources here, they have indicated, however, that Israel in the long term does plan to try to take decisive action against Hezbollah. We've heard, for instance, that unlike in November last year when there was that brief truce between Israel and Gaza and Hamas, Hezbollah observed that truce and so did Israel. So the border was quiet. The expectation is even if there is some sort of ceasefire in Gaza, the border here will not be quiet.
Yeah, I suspect it's time to intercept an unprecedented.
New video released by Israel's army shows the damage to one of its air bases after Iran's attack. Now, the barrage of drones and missiles left a large hole in the ground at the Nevatim air base in southern Israel. There was also damage to a road in the area of Hermon. Israel says the vast majority of Iran's projectiles were intercepted. We go to Imran Khan, our correspondent in occupied East Jerusalem. Good morning, Imran. Of course, those details now emerging and the pictures too about what was hit in Israel and the damage caused.
That's absolutely right. What we're hearing was that at least nine of those Iranian ballistic missiles breached Israel's air defense. Five hit the Nevatim airbase, damaging a C-130 transport aircraft, an unused runway and empty storage facilities. And then an additional four ballistic missiles hit the Negev airbase, but there were no reports of significant damage there. Now, these ballistic missiles should have been intercepted by the Arrow 3 system. The Arrow 3 system is a very new system for the Israelis. It was the first time it was deployed in this case. It's designed to bring down ballistic missiles. Now, the fact that nine of those missiles actually got through is going to be a cause of concern for the Israelis. In fact, what we're hearing right now is there is almost a post-mortem going on about the effectiveness of that Arrow 3 defense system, whether it can be recalibrated and what needs to be learned from those lessons. So it is very concerning to the Israelis privately that those missiles came through. But once again, the Israelis publicly are talking about the fact that their defense systems, all of them, whether they include David sling, the Iron Dome defense system or the Arrow 3 were all successful.
Imran, Israel is certainly beating the war drum right now, but its allies have, in the last, 36 hours, drawn a line under this incident. Yet it does seem that the Israeli cabinet is split on the decision. They're not all on the same page.
That's absolutely right. You've got two key divisions going on here. The first one comes from the far right of the government coalition, people like Itamar Ben-Gvir or Bezalel Smotrich, who have said, we need to hit Tehran in the heart of Tehran. They want to see a further escalating retaliatory strike against Tehran. But then you have people like Benny Gantz and the defense minister, Yoav Gallant, who are looking to this as an opportunity to build a coalition against Iran. That's not a new idea here in Israel, in Israeli politics. Remember during the beginning of the war on Gaza, the post-October 7th events, the Israelis actually did try and call for an international coalition against Hamas. That actually went away fairly quickly. But the fact that they want this international coalition, they see an international coalition against Iran as an opportunity they can build upon in the light of the attack, is crucial. Because if you are going to respond to Iran, you need international cover, and a coalition gives you that cover. Right now, Israel doesn't have the kind of support it needs internationally to be able to mount a key retaliatory strike, which is what the far right of the party want.
Israeli soldiers have been injured in an explosion in southern Lebanon. We have Ali Hashem. He's joining us from the city of Naqoura. That's in the south. So, Ali, this is an unusual incident because these Israeli troops were inside Lebanese territory. Any indication as to what they were doing?
Well, in fact, the reports are saying that this is a group of soldiers from the Golani Brigade that infiltrated the Lebanese borders for like tens of meters, and then this explosive device was detonated, and four of them were injured, one of them in a severe situation, two in a moderate situation, one in a light situation. Now, Hezbollah claimed responsibility for detonating the explosive device, but this is also another indication that the situation here is very sensitive. Any attempt by the Israeli army to get into the Lebanese territories, ground forces in this way, is going to be faced with such a situation. And this is not the first time, by the way, that a bomb or a roadside bomb is being detonated by Israeli soldiers. This is the second time. The first time was in March 2024. And this is the second time. But the first time, it wasn't really deadly as this time. This time, it was really strong. And I think it seems that Hezbollah wanted to show a kind of a clearer response to such an attempt by the Israelis. And of course, this has its own implication on the situation. However, still, the Israelis are striking several towns. Like today, there were several airstrikes. And Hezbollah actually just claimed responsibility for one attack today.
Well, I don't think there's any easy way of doing this.
If Israel was responsible for the bombing in Damascus, are you critical of that?
It's a matter for Israel. We haven't made a comment on it.
Why were we right to be involved? And because, how much responsibility does Israel bear for what is going on?
I think we were right because what we're trying to do here is prevent escalation. What we did, alongside the Americans, but they played a far greater role, as did the Israeli Defense Shield, was to stop weapons killing people in Israel being sent by Iran and her proxies. And so that was the right thing to do to stop that escalation.
Isn't the possibility that they're simply not listening, that they regard the fact that the British government continues to sell them arms, does not declare them in breach of international law, which you hinted only a month ago that you might well do, by the way, and think the British government, forget what they say, they're effectively giving us a green light to continue as we have been in Gaza?
I don't accept that for a moment. If that was the case, why are they now saying they're going to open the Ashdod port? Why are they opening new crossings? Why are they saying they're going to switch the water pipes back on into Gaza? Why are they doing all of the things that we and others have been asking for? So I think we have been forceful. But on the broader question, we have a very strict set of guidelines for dealing with arms exports. But I think, what what Saturday night in many ways proved is that Israel does need the right to defend itself and indeed the means to do so. I mean, had these weapons got through, we could have seen thousands of... Britain played, we shouldn't overstate our role, but neither should we understate it. Our forces are highly capable. Our partners in America asked us to assist, and that's what we did.
Where are you on the Iranian view that this was only as a result of the bombing of the embassy in Damascus? Is that something that you've called out, Lord Cameron?
Well, look, I think if you look at the scale of what Iran was trying to do, you know, 110 ballistic missiles, 36 cruise missiles, 185 drones. It's sometimes portrayed this attack as a sort of drone swarm. But actually, you know, the use of ballistic missiles in a state-on-state attack is a very significant move by Iran. Very dangerous, very reckless. Fortunately, it was an almost total failure.
What would Britain do if a hostile nation flattened one of our consulates?
Well, we would take, you know, we would take the very strong action.
And Iran would say that that's what they did?
Well, what they did, as I said, was a massive attack.
So they were right to respond, but they overreacted, is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is that the attack they carried out was on a very large scale, much bigger than people accepted.
They have a right to respond.
Well, countries have a right to respond when they feel they've suffered an aggression. Of course they do. But look at the scale of that response. Had those weapons not been shot down, there could have been thousands of casualties.
You haven't used proper leverage, which is saying, if you don't do what we are recommending, you're on your own.
I think the leverage you're suggesting, that somehow Britain, uniquely amongst countries that are supporters of Israel and significant global players, if we uniquely said we're going to put in place an arms embargo, A, I think that would be wrong. B, I think it would have looked ridiculous in the light of the attack that Israel suffered from Iran. And C, I think it would make us give us less leverage rather than more.
Do you think Netanyahu has sound judgment?
I've known Prime Minister Netanyahu for over 20 years. We've had many arguments and disagreements, but it's our job to work with the Israeli government to support them in their campaign to get rid of Hamas, and I think that's right. You can't expect Israel to live next door to a territory that is governed by people that carried out the October the 7th attacks.
You seem to be sort of downplaying the UK's involvement over the weekend, but if there was another attack on Israel by Iran, would the UK expect to play a similar role again?
Well, we hope there won't be one, and the Iranians have said there won't be one, but we were asked by the Americans to assist. We thought that was sensible because we were helping them to do more, but also providing part of the shield ourselves, and we shot down, our pilots shot down a number of drones as they came in from those areas, and that was the right thing to do. We were trying to stop escalation. An attack by Iran onto Israel, a state-on-state attack, would have been a huge escalation. And it is worth reflecting on the scale. I think it was bigger than many people expected in terms of the 301 weapons that were flown by Iran and its proxies into Israel. It could have resulted in thousands of casualties, including civilian casualties.
Now, the former ambassador to Iran, our former ambassador, said this is not our quarrel, and pointed out, as almost everybody did, that Israel attacked sovereign Iranian territory, albeit a diplomatic mission in another country, in Syria. You can't dispute that, can you?
Well, I can certainly dispute that Iran has is a malign influence, and a malign influence that we feel, not least here in this country, where Iran tried to kill dual British and Iranian citizens who work for Iran TV.
Sure, but Israel Iran is a diplomatic territory, doesn't it?
Well, let me just come on to that. But also, Iran's funding of the Houthis has been attacking international ships, including British ships in the Red Sea.
Did Iran hit diplomatic territory? Israel, I'm so sorry.
Well, clearly, Israel, they haven't attributed to themselves to this, but, you know, they you have to understand from their perspective, the IRGC are arranging Hamas's attacks on Israel and all the rest of it.
Do you think he has sound judgment?
Look, we have to work with the prime ministers and the governments that are there. And we have, as I say, he has good judgment on many things, but there are times that we profoundly disagree. And when we do, we should have frank conversations. That's what friends do.
What's his bad judgment been of late?
Well, I think not letting more aid into Gaza, That, I think, was a mistake. We were very frank with the Israelis all the way through that they needed to open up the crossing points, they needed to let more trucks in, they needed to make sure there was proper deconfliction so that aid workers could get around Gaza and we wouldn't have, you know, further incidents like the terrible killing of the World Central Kitchen workers. I think it was a bad judgment not to open up Gaza to aid earlier.
But why not shoot down unmanned drones, Lord Cameron?
Well, we are doing everything we can to help Ukrainians shoot down unmanned drones, and that is what they've
But we do it for Israel, but not Ukraine.
To do. Well, actually, what we're doing is an interesting question. What we're doing in with respect to Israel is filling in for the Americans in terms of Opshada, and then using our jets, if they can, to shoot down missiles and drones. But actually, they're not necessarily the best way of shooting down missiles and drones. Air defense systems are actually more effective. And what Ukraine needs right now is not Western planes over their skies trying to shoot things down. What they desperately want and what we need to give them is more air defense systems. They particularly want the Patriot defense systems. Now, Britain doesn't have Patriots. Other European countries do. Americans do. And I think there's actually quite interesting movement at the moment. Well,
yeah, see, you know, he was saying America was helping shooting down them things, right? So America and Britain is the one that put those people in there. And you hear the double talk that he's talking, y'all. And then when he couldn't have, and then when the man asked him the hard question, you see how he tried to flip it and skirt and then skirt that way. See, Britain is a problem, y'all. Y'all don't know that Great Britain is a great problem. I talk about America a whole lot, but Great Britain is a great problem too. And everybody got their eyes on America, but you gotta watch Great Britain. He, out of the three dudes, he be the third dude and sucker punch it. So you gotta watch him. Y'all gotta watch him. And you see where his mindset is, and you see who he loyal to. Even though the man asked him, was it right for Israel to shoot down the ambassador embassy? And he didn't want to answer the question. He tried to throw a question with another question and then try to flip it. And then he tried to suck in. Yeah, he gave a whole lot of meat on the bone when he was talking about giving Gaza the food and the aid they needed. He put more meat on the bone, but he didn't put no more meat on the bone when he talking about when Israel bombed the embassy. He just said, because they were helping Hamas. Told you. Y'all better be watching this. Now, America already in this, y'all. Y'all just ain't ready. Y'all just ain't locked in. Now, if I tell you now, y'all need to start getting a little locked in, man. Y'all need to start watching what y'all watching and watching what y'all seeing. And get locked in. We run around here like the car, put it in drive and just go. Instead of going to get a stick drive and then you're noticing and you're watching everything because you got to drive your own drive. You got to gear your own gear down. Come on, man. Come on, world. You know, we've been through all this. You know, we've been through, the world been through so much hell these last thousands and thousands of years. But it's time for the world to be like peaceful, joyful, everybody living and loving family and doing and respecting and being brothers to the whole world. Oh, there you go, FaZe. There you go. You can't talk like that, FaZe. You can't talk like that. You know you can't talk like that, FaZe. You know you can't talk like that, FaZe. You know. We sit up here and I would listen to the information you were saying, FaZe. And it was kind of deep, FaZe. It was kind of deep, you know. FaZe, this is kind of deep. Then I said to myself, Sweet Willie. Yeah, I said to myself, Sweet Willie. FaZe, put something very strong on here that got me working about, thinking about something that I need to be thinking about. These people is trying to kill us, FaZe, and we need to be prepared like you said, FaZe. I ain't gonna be repeating what you be saying, FaZe, because you already said it. So, FaZe, what we gonna do now? That's what I need to know, FaZe. You know, I'm gonna sit back here and listen to your show, FaZe, and thank you for the front row seat, FaZe. I appreciate it. But FaZe, we gotta really, 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 really figure out a solution to this problem, FaZe. Sweet Willie to be sitting down there, listen to all the information that coming through the five ways. But I listen to you, FaZe, because FaZe, you got it. And I like you. I can feel you, FaZe. I can feel you. If them other people can't feel you, FaZe, then there's something wrong with them, FaZe. Because I feel you, FaZe. Because some of the stuff that, I ain't going to say some of the stuff, majority of the stuff that you be saying, FaZe, and the majority of the stuff that you be putting on here, FaZe. Sometimes I had to listen to it 2 or 3 times, FaZe. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that, FaZe. All these people doing all that. FaZe, I don't know what we're going to do. But Sweet Willie got it. Sweet Willie, you know, already told you. Already got my grab bag anyway, FaZe. You know what I do. Grab and go. Grab and go. Grab and go. I practice that all the time, FaZe. Grab and go. Grab and go. Because these people ain't playing with us now, man. Now, Israel ain't even showing no empathy towards nobody, FaZe. They just doing what they want to do, FaZe. And when they ain't even been accountability. How can you put somebody in check if they ain't even trying to be in accountability, FaZe? Explain that to me. So explain that to Sweet Willie, FaZe. Explain that to Sweet Willie. If you're not holding up on accountability, how can you do business with somebody? How you can take him seriously? He going against the grain. He going against the values of what the people say. You know, the world signed an agreement on how to live in this world, and Israel is not trying to abide by it. But I see what you're saying, FaZe. I heard you, and I had to think about it for how you were saying it, FaZe. All this just spiritual, FaZe. All this is spiritual. We got to understand, FaZe, that we got to get it right. We got to get it right with the Most High. We got to get these commandments like you be saying, FaZe. You know what you be saying, FaZe. You know. I know the audience don't, but if you don't know what FaZe be saying, you better start listening to all that stuff FaZe got on there, y'all. Some of y'all sleeping, some of y'all just in y'all feelings, and some of y'all just damn on the yellow bus with the helmet. Poor y'all. But Sweet Willie, pray for y'all. Sweet grandma Willie. My grandma, she used to say, Junior, you can't allow these people to be an example for you, Willie. You can't allow these people to be an example to you. So, you got to go out here and look, Willie, and don't try to get into all this stuff. She said, now, Sweet Willie Jr., yeah, that's what my grandma used to call me, because I was named after my dad, but when he died, I was Sweet Willie. Yeah, and I kind of like feel a certain type of way about this stuff, Faye, and it got me speechless, Faye. You know, I can't talk like you be talking, Faye, because you be talking too strong, Faye. You be talking too strong, Faye, but you gotta do what you gotta do, Faye. I know you don't mean no harm, but you gotta do what you gotta do, you know. I know you don't mean no harm about nobody, Faye, but, you know, the truth is the truth. And I just want to sit back and say to the people, Sweet Willie, glad to be here listening to them, Faye. And I hope y'all enjoy, Faye. You know, you can read Faye's at anchor.fm/Faye's5. That's Faye's5. And it's Instagram is Faze380. Now, you can go up there, check Faze out, and roll with Faze, because Faze be doing his thing, y'all. Faze don't play no game. Faze be locking and loading. So, I want y'all to think about this as Sweet Willie. Sweet Willie, get ready to go. We gotta think how we gonna get out of this mess, man. Now, we gotta think about what we gotta do to get out of this mess. Faze gave me the mic and told me I can roll with it for the end of the show. Because, you know, Sweet Willie trying to get it like they. Because I listened to myself on the radio podcast. And I say, yeah, Sweet Willie getting it. Sweet Willie going to be like they. So I want y'all to say, really think, real talk, y'all. We got to think about what we got to do, y'all. Faze already told y'all the word and all that other stuff, and I hope all y'all listening. We gotta start depending on ourselves as a nation, y'all. Black man, Latino man, Native Indian man, Native Indian woman, Latino man, Latino woman. Sweet Willie said, we gotta get it together. Sweet Willie said, we can do better than this. Sweet Willie say, we need to get it together. Because this world is something else. And my mommy always say, get on your knees and pray and pray and pray. That being said, Sweet Willie is out.
Hey, what's up? First of all, I just want to say thank you for all the people that's listening and chiming in on me. You didn't have to do it, but you did it anyway. So I appreciate you doing that. Hopefully that way we can learn how to agree to disagree and we can live like people. When I make the hard topics, I say the hard things, I make the thing itch scratch. So if your itch is not scratching and you scratching on the itch, maybe you need to look yourself in the mirror. So I'm not here for no drama. I'm not here for no nothing. Just to learn, and edify. This is from learning situations only. So I'm not here to get anybody's hairs up. So again, thank you. And hopefully we can agree to disagree.
First of all, I want to thank the Most High and Jesus Christ for dying on the cross and bringing us back to the Most High booth. Thank you, Yahweh, and thank you, Yahweh Shai, for all you do for us, knowingly and unknowingly. I want to thank my interstate and out-of-state people for listening. Hey, y'all, thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for listening. And thank y'all for listening. I don't really want y'all, I want y'all to hear and do your investigation and put them antennas up so we know what's going on in this world. And I'm here with y'all. I got like 300 shows, y'all. I know half of y'all haven't listened to. I can ride the bus with you. I can be on your job for 8 hours. I can be at your crib for 24 hours. I can be with you while you're in the tub. See, I got all these things to get your mind straight and make you think and make you see. Because this world is out here pushing a whole lot of stuff on us, y'all. And we ain't got the time to be like Fred Flintstone. Whoa, we ain't got that time. Because if we make time in messing up our money, they got us by the balls, man. But, you know, I was checking out Judge Brown, y'all. I was checking out Judge Brown. I like Judge Brown. You know why I like Judge Brown, y'all?
Like to do, Mr. Brown, is argue
I would
without
like
the
to
benefit
just have
of the petitioning
flat
party
out.
To be present.
Well, we don't think that's necessary because okay, there's well, nothing adequate here in the record to bring this lady in front of this
set
tribunal.
This matter for a hearing April 24th at 9 a.m.
If it pleases the tribunal, I will file a petition for habeas corpus and close this place down like I did before. If you make a comeback
Mr.
here
Brown,
one more time.
You are very close to finding yourself in contempt.
Excuse me, on what authority do you sit, by the way? As a former judge here, we have a rule in the 30th Judicial District that says every single magistrate referee has to be unanimously approved by every circuit, chancery, and criminal court judge. I don't recall that your name's ever been submitted, sir. This tribunal on a general sessions court's authority is insufficient to establish you. Therefore, I challenge your authority to hear it. By the way, what is that, magistrate, sir, with due respect?
Mr. Brown, the court finds you in contempt.
Here, $10. That's all you
we'll
got on me.
We'll sentence you to 24
You're
hours
out
in the Shelby
of it.
County
the
jail.
Maximum confinement.
You may have a seat.
I'm not. $10. That's all you got.
Get
20.
Get the bailiffs.
Go find the law. or I'm reporting you to the Court of Judiciary. I'll have you charged with violation of process. Now, you want to get into this, let's get into it. This sorry operation needs to stop.
24 hours, Shelby County Jail for contempt.
You
may have a seat.
Excuse me.
If you try to do this,
you need to straighten yourself up and you need to cite your authority.
You wish to have a second day, Mr. Brown.
What's that?
You wish to have a second day.
A second day?
Day.
Day?
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, you cite the authority. You find it. I looked it up before I came in here. You have $10 maximum contempt jurisdiction.
That's two
now
days
you jump in
the Shelby
in
County Jail. You
okay.
Wish to continue.
Okay. Tell you what, I'll be out of here very shortly on a petition to habeas corpus, and I'll bring up all these problems. And guess what? You might not be operating tomorrow.
Have a seat, sir.
Okay. As a courtesy to the officers, I'll do that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
This is a circus, sir.
That's 3 days.
You can do all you want.
Four days.
You don't have the jurisdiction I had to do it. You got to be up above trial judge. You got $10.
5 days.
$10
Now, y'all see, I talk about the lawyers and the judge, black judges and black lawyers. And this is the only judge that I really rock with. I really rock with him. The rest of the judges I seen ain't nothing but a show on TV. But I always checking out Judge Brown, and he be trying to do the right thing. He be trying to make a purpose. Now we got all these coward judges, these coward lawyers would do something to the common man and common woman. But when it started to stand up for our nation, you see where they at. You don't hear a peek out of them. Why can't they mob up and do the right thing? They know the law back and forth. The Most High gave them the skill. They don't want to do it because they ain't got no heart, y'all. They ain't got no heart. They scared and they ain't got no heart. If they know the law and know the position that we are in, black man and black woman, Latino man and Latino woman, Native Indian man and Native Indian woman in America, your head should be in them book trying to get us out of this. All they trying to do is get a book, y'all. All they trying to do is try to get a lot of convictions so they can go be a judge. So, you know, if lawyers get so many convictions, they can be a judge. What makes sense? Let's analyze.
Okay, let's go ahead and wrap the last 24 to 48 hours up, okay, and bring it to a close. So, basically what happened was Jordan announced that it will shoot down any Iranian drones or aircraft passing through its airspace towards Israel, right? So, Iran basically responded by showing us a photo of one of those missiles that did not blow up but landed in Jordan. And to me, that seemed like a message, a very clear and loud message, a very clear and loud message that got sent to Jordan, basically letting them know, don't start no shit, bitch, won't beat no shit, mind your business. And basically Pakistan then responded by calling them a traitor. Yes. As you can see, a member of the Pakistani parliament called the King of Jordan a traitor for helping Israel to intercept Iranian drones, okay? I agree, because aren't y'all at a... Yeah, it just didn't make sense to me. It don't make sense to me at all. Now, after having all of these tensions increase and Iran basically whooping on Israel's ass at the same time as Hezbollah was whooping their ass in the north and Yemen was whooping their ass in the south, Gallant got on national TV and said that he was going to use nuclear warheads. So basically, he said in response, I'm not sure if this is written correctly, but he said in response to Iran's threats of using nuclear warheads, they would then proceed to use their own nuclear power to, you know, fight back, I guess. But to me, it honestly just sounded like they wanted to tap into some kind of nuclear weaponry to basically swing their Johnson. And to me, this looks like they're jumping up and down, throwing a temper tantrum. But they said they were going to use nuclear weapons on us. But he hasn't
brought out nuclear weapons, so you can't throw that out there. He hasn't brought that out. He used the same weapons y'all been using on the Palestinians. What's the difference, okay? What's the difference, Gallet? The difference is you don't like it when it's done to you. Didn't we tell you when it was your turn, we wouldn't be, listen. It's now your turn. You just didn't think it would happen immediately. Karma don't take no days off. And the Iranian government responded by saying that the strategic patience that they have, basically they've been being patient with y'all this entire time, okay? Because y'all been fucking with us since January, since well before January, with that fuck-ass ICJ case that you trying to bring up against us that hasn't picked up any steam whatsoever. And I know y'all like, what you mean by that ICJ case? Oh, y'all didn't know? Let me show you. Back in January of this year, Israel attempted to pursue a genocide case against Iran for being the financial backers of Hamas, okay? So Israel got mad that Hamas was able to whoop their ass in the middle of Israel trying to genocide their land and ethnically cleanse it and pillage and ravage it for its resources, okay? Now, I heard what old Crunchy Fro said when she said, I don't do my research, so let's go ahead and show exactly where I got this information from in said article. Now, this is for Crunchy Fro and all her friends themselves. As you can see, they went before the court and stated that Iran finances arms and trains of all the jihad terrorist organizations, including Hamas and the Islamic Jihad, which is basically the Islamic Resistance or the IRGC, okay? So that includes Hamas, that includes Hezbollah, that includes the Yemeni forces, that includes everybody that they're financially backing. It's all in the same Islamic Resistance, which was carried out on October 7th, which is wrong. Israel was the aggressor on October 7th. They also set that shit up. And they waited until after Hamas responded to the occupational forcing and all of the aggression that was coming from them. They waited until after they responded to say, they're attacking me. And then evidence was leaked later on to state that the Apache helicopter that Israel and the IOF used was what caused the majority of the damage. So even if that was the case, your argument still does not stand. They did not cause anywhere near the amount of damage that you caused to your own people on October the 7th. October the 7th happened because Israel set it up. They set that up to happen, and they have yet to take responsibility for that situation. So basically stating that Iran is the reason why October 7th happened, which one is it? Baby, you got 8 different struggles going on at one time. First, it was Hamas. Now it's Israel, and you trying to take them to court. Well, it did not pick up steam because nobody was buying their shit. That's why it didn't pick up steam. And South Africa's case picked up steam well before this picked up steam. Yeah, it's not going to work. Make sure y'all go ahead and read this article. Let me go ahead and show you what the source is. Again, I believe it may be Washington Post. Hold on. It is not Washington Post, but I'll do y'all one better. Type in the keywords to Google to find this article. You want to type in Iran ICJ, and it should be the second link on that page, or you can simply just type in the entire heading and it'll pull up the article for you. As you can see, the article is dated on January 28th of 2024, okay? Now, since the attack happened, obviously the UN decided to come forward. The UN chief decided to come forward asking for maximum restraint after Iran launched its attack on Israel. Oh, so now y'all know what the words restraint means, and now you know exactly how to open your mouth and speak up. Isn't it funny how for 6 months, the people were doing all the heavy lifting and we were literally begging these people to not only speak up, but to see what was going on, to draw attention and to help us. And they have done very little to not, they drugged their ass, which lets us know that a lot of these politicians knew exactly what was going to happen before it was going to happen. They were paid off to look the other way. And now that Iran has responded and things have not gone the way that America and Israel assured that it would go, now they feel like they got to get up on their Zoom. Baby, miss us with it. You can keep that bullshit because we're good. We're good. Iran, Big Poop with the loot, China and all them, they're taking care of all of it itself, okay? They handling their bid not eat. And what do I mean by that? Let's go ahead and take a look-see. Because while they was talking their shit in the UN Security Council, China stood up and said, ain't going to be none of that bullshit. Iran has the right to defend itself. And to that I say, period. Iran was attacked first, for those of y'all that don't know. An embassy is consulate and conditioned under the same exact terms as your actual territory. So if you have an embassy in another country, that's technically land. they drew first blood. Israel violated international law by attacking the Iranian consulate. Iran reacted and exercised its legal right. See, China's representative stated, and we agree 110%. Don't start no shit, won't be no shit, period. They even asked Jody Joe to intervene, and they did not, they refused to budge. USA and Israel, they refused to budge. These are the consequences of your actions, okay? These are the consequences. Don't know what to tell y'all. So Israel stated that they was going to attack and strike back within the next 24 to 48 hours. Well, baby, it's been 48 hours, and we ain't seen shit yet. And baby, from the word on the street is, they looking at these big-ass craters that came from the missiles, and baby, they just keep huffing and puffing, just smacking their teeth against their lips because they feel some type of way about Chalk Zone being damaged in Najiv, at the Najiv Air Base, which was struck by Iranian missiles. For those of y'all don't know, that air base had a bunch of F-35 fighter jets that came directly from America. Damn, what you gonna do when them boys come for you? Remember I said that? Now they done came for your ass and they destroyed your weaponry in the midst of it. Period, Iran. Period. Now that's how you play checkers when it comes to war. I'm sorry, chess. Because Israel was playing checkers, but Iran is playing chess. And they said they're just getting started. Again, we received so much news about how they're going to attack tonight, but they have not done anything to actually attack. So it's just not making sense. They said they was going to attack yesterday, then they said they was going to attack back that night, but where is that? Where is that? Now, they have stated on numerous occasions that the Israeli response to Iranian attack will definitely hurt. Okay, girl. All right. If you say so. And ABC News reported that the Israeli military officials have submitted a wide range of options to respond to Iran's attack. Who did they submit them to? America. Y'all keep saying they trying to drag us into this shit, but America willingly wants to be a part of it. That's the part that y'all missing. And Iran notified America and Israel 72 hours before the attack, giving them time to prepare for their defense. Reuters reports that Tehran gave neighboring countries and United States, baby, you can see how they was moving. They cleared the airspace. They was clearing shit out. They was making sure that they didn't get any innocent civilians, but instead was only attacking Israel, showing that you can throw your weight around and you still don't have to kill innocent motherfuckers to do it. Now that's what I'm talking about, Iran. That's what I'm talking about. Let me know what y'all think down below when I'm...
Breaking news. Okay, picking up where we left off, hundreds of Palestinians gathered to get flour from humanitarian aid trucks that arrived to the north of Gaza. Now, obviously, as we've seen in the past few weeks, the same exact situation took place where they basically were met with a bunch of open air round fire as some of the people were trying to go from the south back to their homes in their area where they lived at in the north, which is against what the IOF would like to happen, okay? Now, as they were collecting their bags of flowers, they were met with so much open air fire from the IOF that it did in fact cause some martyrs. It caused a lot of injuries to the Palestinians as well, including the one that I just spoke of. This gentleman in the blue that immediately praised God for saving his life as he was shot in the head. As you can see, it's on this side of the head. The blood is literally dripping down his ear. Maybe a little hard for you guys to see. And it's on his hands. He was literally laying there, guys. Like in the video, it starts, it looks like he's done for. And then the gentleman in the black comes to wake him up and tries to get him up off the ground, tries to carry him away. And to our surprise in the video, we're able to see that he did not ascend to martyrdom as a result of his injury. And he is still alive. Not only is he still alive and well, but he's able to use his limbs and he was able to walk away from that situation screaming his praises for Allah. And that itself is a clear indication of the faith and the strength of the Palestinians. These actual people itself are also a clear indication. They show up day in and day out while knowing that they're risking their lives just to get some flour, but they still show up day in and day out. And even though they were getting bombed while they were trying to return to the north of Gaza and the Gazan Strip through Al-Rashid Street, they still remained steadfast in their faith and they proceeded. They did not care. They said, this is our home. We're going back to our home. There's nothing you can do about it. Oh, well, too bad, so sad. And they risked their lives to get back to the north. Period. Now, in the north, thousands of Palestinians, yes, there are hundreds of thousands of Palestinians that are still in the north. Of course, Israel would like us to believe that they're all gone, but that is not the truth. Thousands of Palestinians gathered to get bread from a bakery that recently opened up in the north of Gaza. Again, there are hundreds of thousands of Palestinians still living in northern Gaza amidst the rubble. And while that was going on, shortly afterwards or shortly before that, we saw complete panic in cities of Israel after Iranian missiles and drones began to hit their targets. Yes. So the same fear that the Palestinians had to suffer through over the past 6 months, hell, over the past century, they're now seeing Israelites, the ones that live in talk zone today, having to go through the same exact fear that they had to go through. And as they were all running around in fear, we see active missiles that did not detonate, accidentally dropped. I don't think this is by accident. This dropped over Jordan. Yes, this dropped in Jordan. I honestly feel like this wasn't an accident. It may or may not have been an accident. Iran may be saying it's an accident, but I feel like this was a message to Jordan. We don't give a fuck. If you don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck. Don't start no shit, bitch. Won't be no shit. Because you can definitely go on that list. You can definitely go on that list. This is what I feel like that Iran was trying to say by allowing this bomb that did not detonate to fall in Jordan. Don't start no shit, bitch. Won't be no shit. Yeah. Because you'll go right on our shit list too. Again, we are seeing more perspectives of an Iranian ballistic missile now impacting the Najiv. And we've seen these videos from literally every different perspective, okay? From the Palestinian perspective, from the Lebanese perspective, from the Iranian perspective, and from the Israeli perspective. Imagine for months celebrating the death and martyrdom of the Palestinians and the genocide that was going on literally next door to you, only to be met with the same amount of aggression that your country gave out to the Palestinians to now be at your front door. That's gotta hurt. After which, Algeria praised Iran for its attack and pledged its support. We already knew Algeria was coming strong, okay? That's one of the key pieces that y'all forget. Iran not only has a bunch of big rollers, but they also have a bunch of small countries that's willing to lend as much money, military aid as they need. Mind you, Iran don't even need it. That's the crazy part. They don't need it. But they got so many people on their side that America, they just keep missing. That y'all keep missing. Y'all saying we don't want the war. Who does? However, don't start no shit, won't be no shit. Iran did not attack Israel before this situation went down. There was no direct attack. Israel's drew first blood. Iran responded. It is what it is, period. Iran has the right to defend themselves. Y'all been saying the same shit about Israel this entire time, and now since Iran decided to defend themselves against an attack at the Damascus, in Damascus, at their embassy, now all of a sudden y'all got every excuse in the world, and y'all copping all these type of pleas, child, miss us with it because we don't care. I said this entire time, when it happens to you, baby, help you do what? I can't help you do a motherfucking thing. I am helpless, okay? I can't help you. So Israeli media posted that Bibi and Netanyahu, they got on their Zoom, they started calling one another, and the American president asked the prime minister not to respond to the Iranian attack, but shortly after, Bibi came forward and said that they will indeed be retaliating from the attack. Biden also told Bibi that America will not be participating in any offensive operations against Iran. Yeah, okay, because y'all know what's up. America knows what's up. How many times I gotta tell y'all? If you make it to the tippy top of the American terrorist list, that means you coming with some shit. That means you got that action, Jackson. That means that you gave them rounds, and they barely made it out of that situation by the skin of their teeth, and they don't want to go around with you again. That's what that means. They basically, when they can't change you and they can't beat you, America, when they can't change you or they can't beat you, they'll try to change how the whole world perceives you. And that's precisely what they did to Big Poop with the loot in Iran, which is why we are now getting to the point as American citizens and globally where we're seeing everybody for who they truly are. America, you're the same as everybody else. You just cannot beat them. And that's why they're on your terrorist list, because
because they keep whooping your ass and you can't seem to get farther than what you've gotten thus far. Yikes on a motherfucking bike. And now after seeing everything you're seeing, everyone's putting the pieces together that this war in Gaza was simply a proxy war so America could get the upper hand in this whole BRIC situation. They used this genocide in Palestine as a means to try and get the upper hand and get some kind of resources that they felt like could keep them afloat in the Western Hemisphere and all the Western powers. Baby, it ain't happening. You can't keep running up in people's shit and stealing shit because you feel entitled to it. And now the proxy that you've used has now experienced the bullshit that you've had to experience this entire time. How many times do I have to tell you, Israel, that America set your ass up? That you, the whole time, you thinking you big shit. You thinking that you big man on campus, that you done did the motherfucking thing. Only to realize that this whole situation from the start was a setup. And you were the bait. From going way back long before the German Holocaust, you have always been the bait, baby. You've been the bait. Yikes. I know Poland is punching the air right now. And somebody check on Deborah Messing and Michael Rappaport, because God only knows what they're going through right now, having to see their own people, okay? Their ancestral land. Oh my God, it's my ancestral land. Somebody check on Tiffany Haddish as well, because there's no way that you're watching what's going down and you're okay. Somebody check on them. According to that, it cost the United States $1 billion. And guess who's billionaires in this country? Because it damn sure ain't come from us folk that's eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for dinner, eating air cake and breeze pie on a daily. That money ain't coming out of our pockets, baby. It's coming out of yours, Deborah. It's coming out of yours. Investment. Well spent, I might add. And just in case Amy Schumer and her Uncle Chuck was confused, here's a clear breakdown on how they were able, Iran, to beat y'all asses so bad in front of the entire world, and they barely broke a sweat doing it. Here's how they were able to do it, and here's how much it cost them to get it done. Somebody check on Amy and Uncle Chuck. Somebody check on them, because they just wrote that $1 billion check using American funds, and baby, it has already vanished. It is the annual budget is already done and over with. Yikes on a bike. Now, obviously, our good man, Mr. John Kirby, the National Security Advisor of the United States Military and Defense System, came forward and stated he had to say something. Biden does not believe that the Iranian attacks warrants expanding the scope of war. And then they followed up and said that they would indeed respond to what happened in Israel. Okay, the Iranian foreign minister said in a telephone conversation that his Turkish counterpart in Tehran is planning new operations against Israel, and Iran basically is going to be participating. Stay tuned, y'all. Breaking news. Okay.
Now, y'all hear, right? Now, y'all hear how what she was saying from the world point of view. Right? So, spiritually, what is this happening? What is this? Why is this happening spiritually? Because she was talking about, you know, they have the right to defend themselves. When are we gonna have the right to defend ourselves? I'm just asking. I'm just thinking, you know, I'm looking. Now she talking about Iran, defending themselves from what Israel did and all this. So why now? Why all this stuff? Because America treated my forefathers and continue treating my forefathers and family of my nation worse than they treated any other nation in this world. You can't imagine what these people did to our forefathers. But you know, people don't like to hear the truth. People get all in their feelings because the truth is revealing. Because the Most High said in the last days, the truth is going to be revealed. And then, you know, we're the true children of God. And these people over here calling themselves the true children of God. If they are the true children of God, why ain't the Most High help move them bombs and everything out their way? You see how they're destroying our land, fam? They done destroyed it anyway. They put it, they showing up, defiled it anyway. And we already know that the whole world owe us some minerals. And the whole world will be judged for what they have done in our captivity. And in order for us to get next, y'all, things got to happen, right? I've been saying this since I've been on this podcast, ever since then. Now, we see this war with Iran and Israel is the Most High playing BB like he played Pharaoh with Moses. Harden his heart, harden his mind, his pride. The Bible says the pride of their heart. Who can tear me down? That's what the book of Obadiah said. But, you know, we're looking at this, most of y'all looking in this in the worldly view, in the world eye. I'm looking at this in a spiritual eye. I'm looking at all this coming into this, all into the spiritual eye, man. Because we're looking at all these Bible prophecies, and these are the things that the Bible prophecies are revealing. And y'all seeing it. Y'all seeing some of these prophecies. Wars and wars and rumors of wars and wars and wars. And this one, boom, he blowing Israel up. Iran and Israel. And they've been beefing for a long time, y'all. But the thing is, now, Israel is like a dog with their legs, tail in between their legs. Right? Now, all these people, unnecessary people that died, what's next? Is you just gonna let that happen? You know, Israel been a pain and thorn in everybody's life and lifestyle. And y'all already told them, y'all already have patience with them. Now it's time to do what we gotta do to get y'all out of here. That's the mindset I'm thinking Iran having. Because they ain't the true children of God, for one thing. And they ain't, and that's not their land. And y'all know this. Y'all already know that ain't those people's land. If y'all don't know, y'all slow to the bus. That's our land over there. They got that land in 1940-ish. What was it? We in 1940-ish. Still in captivity. The Bible said that when we came into captivity, most of these nations had rejoiced. And we see the nations that rejoiced when we had our captivity. We already see it. If you don't see it, I see it. We got to look at this in the spiritual eye, y'all. We got to look at this how the Most High is making his move. How he pushing and positioning these people to be able to do. Because if we got next, stuff got to happen. And then you know America and Israel are the same people. America and Israel is the same people, right? So now America said they ain't going to want to do something. But I'm telling y'all, the black man and the black woman in America know these people more than anybody in this whole world. We know this nation better than anybody in this whole world. And And I say, you better keep your dukes up.
Chilling the world, I stay tuned to the Famous Podcast. It's the hottest message out there.
When I'm home, chilling, I'm always tuned in to Fame. He has the hottest podcast out there.
Don't miss it. Very informative.
When I'm home chilling, I'm always tuned in to Fade. He has the hottest podcast out here.
When I'm home chilling the world, I stay tuned to the Fade podcast. It's the hottest message out there.
And when I'm at the spot just chilling, or when my car just driving around, I always listen to Faze. He keep it real. He say it was real. And that's one of the hottest podcasts around. I definitely